Hello and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today is day two with our dear friends, Larry and Tiz Huck. Our co-hosts today are Marcella Woodall and Mondo de la Vega. And now, direct from Grace Street here at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Welcome, everyone, to Grace Street.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you came back today. And we have with us Larry and Tiz Hutch.
Hi. You know what? Here's the thing. Please excuse me, but... You know, Jim
Huck
pronounces a lot of things.
It's H-U-C-H. That's Hutch.
Yeah. Golly.
As I said last promo, we only known each other for 40 years.
That's right.
They're the best.
We'll get it right pretty soon,
it.
Bob.
I should know it.
The thing is, you know, even with
it shows on our network 10 times a week.
Yes, amen.
He's the champion of all shows on our network. Amen. He's on more than me. So.
Yeah. You know, wow. I have to say this one thing, two things. Actually, real quick, real, and then I'll be quiet.
But no, you're right.
No, because
you're into this book, I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
absolutely, I absolutely am. But besides that, you know, Baker. Let me just put it with that, because our last name is Baker, spelled with two K's. So people, whenever they don't know us, they and you go to any kind of appointments of any kind, doctors, this, whatever. It's they say Bacher,
yeah,
you know.
Sure.
So we
yeah.
get it
sure.
all the way,
yeah.
all the way. No. It's Baker with two K's.
You always well, have to I say that. I don't mind being called Larry Hutch, but when Tiz calls me Harry, after 47 years, you know, it's gone too far.
That is so.
How long have you guys been on preaching? Have you? How
Gosh.
Long have you been in the pulpit?
We've been married. 47 years.
47 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, 45 years we've been married. We've been saved 47 years.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So we've been.
You guys
in the
look like you're about 47 years old.
I know.
Oh, thank you.
He renews our youth like the Eagles.
He does. Yeah.
That's
and
unbelievable what
thank
you've
you.
Been through. Your book is a miracle because no. your lives are a miracle. And,
really
and
are.
I can't believe every time I. Turn on my TV, there you are, and you're the busiest preachers, I think, in America.
Oh, thank you. It's amazing coming from, you know, we're so different backgrounds, and that's part of the story of Miracles by the Moment is don't limit what God
yes.
can do.
Yes.
Don't
yes.
limit when God can do it. Don't limit how God can do it. Don't limit who God
Amen.
Can do it through, and don't limit who God can do it for.
That's
and
right.
we explain that. That's a
right.
whole teaching.
Yeah.
But Tiz is from Helena, Montana. Where her family was like the Leave It to Beaver family, you know,
Aww,
just all sweet.
Sorry.
I'm from inner city South St. Louis.
Wow.
You know, I remember when we first got married and I came home and Tiz was standing at the sink and she's crying. And I said, why are you crying? She said, oh, it's everybody's together in Montana. It's a family reunion. And I'm thinking, at our family reunion, you had to bring a gun. You know?
And we're not laughing.
We're not missing
time.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
But
no,
but
seriously.
You know, we're from two different backgrounds.
Sure.
And Tiz used to say all the time, you know, Larry was a million-dollar sinner because I was inner city, drugs, gangs, and stuff. She said I was a $5 sinner. Well, I know her real story. She was at least $7.50. But it goes to show that no matter where you're from,
yeah, that's right.
Every one of us needs Jesus
Absolutely.
Christ as our
Absolutely.
Lord and Savior.
That's,
and
yeah.
no matter what you're going through,
exactly.
there is a miracle
yeah.
waiting for you.
Amen.
And that's why we wrote this book. You know, we went through, you know, almost 5 years ago, 4 years ago, you know, in my grandson Lion's case.
Little baby
quote,
boy.
7 months old.
7 months old.
And, quote unquote, incurable cancer. Mm. And then about a year later, 10 months mm-hmm. later, they gave Tiz 3 months to live.
Mm.
And so we rallied. What's
ovarian
that?
Ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer.
Yeah.
We wrote this, and we said this on yesterday's program, that in Judaism, it teaches us that when you receive a miracle from God, you're obligated to share that miracle with others.
Yeah,
we say it this way in Revelations, we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb, the seven places that Jesus shed his blood. And interesting enough, while we're filming this, I know this dates it a little bit, but while we're filming this, we're celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, the Feast of Tabernacles is a time of incredible joy and a time of miracles. Right before the Feast of Tabernacles is Yom Kippur. It's the Day of Atonement. And on the Day of Atonement, they would bring two sacrifices. Jimmy, I know you know this. Two sacrifices to the temple. And they would bring one, they would sacrifice that, and the blood of that sacrifice would wash the sins away. Then the high priest would come in and dip his finger in that blood. He'd go into the Holy of Holies where the power of God is, wait, man, I feel the Holy Spirit. The power of God is ready to be released.
Amen.
And he would sprinkle the blood of that lamb seven times on the altar of God.
Wow.
Jesus shed his blood. The word of God says, my people destroyed for what reason?
Lack of knowledge.
And we as Christians, we know, well, I plead the blood. I plead the blood. And that's great to say that, but you do you understand where the Lamb of God shed his blood? Seven times in the garden, at the whipping post, crown of thorns, in his hands, in his feet, in his side, went to the gates of hell, stomped on the devil's forehead. Wounded for our transgressions, bruised, bruises bleeding on the inside. On Yom Kippur, they sprinkle the blood seven times to release the power of God. The sins are forgiven, but that blood released the power of God. Jesus shed his blood seven times to redeem us, to reconnect us to every promise and power of God. That's Yom Kippur just a few days ago. Now, right now, we are in the Feast of Tabernacles. And as I don't know if I said it this program, but I say it all the time. In ancient Hebrew, there's no word for coincidence. If you're watching right now, it's not a coincidence that you're watching this. It's not a coincidence that we're, it's very strange that we would be traveling during the time of the Feast of Tabernacles because this is so important in our church and our ministry. But God ordained us to be with you guys.
Do you do Jewish things in your church?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And, New Beginnings Church.
Say again.
New Beginnings Church.
Beginnings Church. We're in between Dallas and Fort Worth. And
so if they want to visit your church, how do they get there?
Well, it's about 5 minutes from the airport, from the south entrance of the airport.
Yeah.
And so we're in an area called Bedford. But what I like to tell people is that by understanding, let me back up a little bit.
I really want to introduce you.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, we haven't even done that officially.
I mean, everybody knows you. I know you're on 10 times on our network. They ought to really know you. But I want them to know you pastor a church. Would you say your main job is the pastor at church, or are you an evangelist or what?
That, you know what? That's a great question. That's a great question. I would say my number one job from God is to teach the world to that when you stand with the nation of Israel and teach the world the Jewishness of Jesus. Jesus was born a Jew. Jesus grew up a Jew. Jesus died a Jew. Jesus never stopped being Jewish. And by understanding that, we begin to understand things that denominations have taught us, but the Bible hasn't taught us. And, you know, we talked about last time the touching the hem of his garment. And so I believe 1,000% this, that we're living in the greatest times in the history of the Bible and the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And that we're right now, and the Feast of Tabernacles launches us this. This is the, Malachi 3 talks about the windows of heaven. That word window is the word you showed.
Do you think something's coming soon?
Powerful. And I believe it's launched right now, this week.
I
believe worldwide, and I'm not just saying that, worldwide, there is right now, during the Feast of Tabernacles, a launching to those who will have eyes to see And those who have ears to hear, a launching of a renewal of the power of God, Amen. The blessing of God, Amen. The purpose
oh,
of
I've
God.
I've been feeling the old rustling in the
yes,
mulberry
amen.
Trees.
That's the Lord. Yeah.
I feel like something's about to happen.
Yes.
And I believe, forgive me for being negative too, but I know the EMP bomb could hit parts of the world. Mm-hmm. I know our enemies are firing missiles. You know what they've been doing there, Mondo, in the Middle East, right? Not the Middle East, but over
North
in
Korea.
Yeah.
They've been sending warheads over
Japan
and threatening and Russia saying they're going to use atomic weapons
and nuclear
weapons mm-hmm. and all these things are being threatened and we hear it and we see things and I believe we're going to see perilous times but I believe no matter what happens the church
Amen.
I believe they're going to be dancing.
Come on. Yes.
So I really believe
yes.
I loved right. going to Israel because I love the Jewish dancing. And I just think God's people are going to dance yes. when the world's
yes.
going
Amen.
To hell.
Amen.
Because God
Amen.
Is going to redeem his people.
Well, you know, Jim, this Absolutely. Is one of this really Amen. Ties in with writing the book of us going through the cancer with Lion, the cancer with Tiz, how we walk through that, miracles by the moment.
Yeah.
One of the things we teach all the time to our people is we are in this world, but we are not of this world.
Yeah. Right.
In other words, there are things that we can do. There are ways that we can have faith that no matter what's going on in the world, we have divine protection.
Absolutely.
We have divine favor.
Yeah. Yes.
And whether it's bombs going off or the bomb of hearing your grandchild has cancer or the bomb of hearing your wife has cancer, we're in this world.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But we are not of this world.
That's
this
right.
world
this
has.
This book is the greatest book for protection on the mind of
Thank you.
That warfare.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That
yeah.
the enemy comes against you. He does come in.
Yeah.
But God will lift up a standard against
Amen.
You.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And that's what he's did. Read this book.
Yeah.
This book can help set you free.
And
I want you to get it today.
The thing Amen. Is, it is the story of Tiz going through and with your family, but you literally being really attacked by Satan, in my personal opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
To take her
no,
out.
Absolutely.
I love Tiz in a big way. I am a massive lover of who you are
Bless
as a woman
heart.
Of
thank
God,
you.
As a woman to look up to and to learn from and glean from.
Thank
and
you.
Larry, I watch you. I've learned so much from you.
Oh, thank you.
Dealing with Israel and you teach us.
Yeah.
You're a teacher.
Yes.
The thing that I really the thing about the book is they're new. It's brand new book, Miracles by the Moment. They Tiz writes chapters in it. Larry writes chapters in it. It's beautiful. But what they do in it. They tell the story, which I love. I'm reading it yesterday, and I just started crying because I was thinking about my daughter, who's a COO, and running all the behind the scenes. You have no idea at the pressure she's had on the financial pressure of keeping this ministry on the air. I was going, Nana. You have to read this, Nana.
Yeah.
You got believe me. After the show, don't worry. I'm gonna be reading it to her too.
Yeah.
But when you have a husband and a little kid and you're in the ministry.
Yeah. But if I can say, you know, one of the parts that I loved and it reminded me when we went through probably from my perspective, the most, you know, a moment of just the enemy trying to torment you. To say, what is the future? Everything that could come against this ministry came and it piled. And it's my, really my time to grow in my faith. It was an opportunity for God to show me who he was to me in my own personal relationship with the Lord. And I began to go through the word and he began to say, know who I am. Who is God? And you write here the names of God as revealed in his word, the God who is our righteousness, the God who fills us with his peace, the God who is our shepherd and guide, the God who provides. You go through who
the
God
names,
is, the names of God.
Yeah.
This is why we wrote the book because Remember when Jesus said, do you believe I'm able to do this?
Yeah.
And they said, Lord, yes, we believe. Yeah. He goes, well, according to your faith. Mm-hmm. Faith is something we can learn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Faith is our muscle that we can build up. And you start every day in these battles until you face, maybe God hopes that you never face, where there in the natural there is no hope.
Yeah.
And there's no hope. So I can lay the foundation so that people watching right now can understand why we wrote this book.
Please.
I was in Israel, and we were there. We were moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. I'm on the board of directors for the Israeli Ally Foundation of Washington. And so we were the ones that wrote the policy of moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And President Trump did what he said he would do.
Yes,
and
was that hard? Was embassy. That hard to do? Was
What's
that hard to get through?
Yeah, it was hard because nobody wanted to make that move, because everybody said if you do that, there's going to be World War III.
Yeah.
There was
yeah.
nothing.
Yeah,
nothing happened.
Right.
And let me just say this. I don't want to get political today, but
it's all right.
When President Trump was deciding to run for office, he had a meeting in, where were we, in Washington or New York with all the pastors?
Washington.
Washington. And somebody asked him a question. This is when ISIS was going on. And they said, what are you going to do about ISIS? And he said, I'm going to blank them.
Right.
You know, and half the pastors wanted to get up and walk out. And Governor Huckabee, who's a very good friend of ours, he was narrating it. He said, listen, we're asking you to elect him as president in chief, not president and priest.
Yes.
So we had to understand we needed somebody, like Rabbi Lappin said, you know, when we asked him, why are you supporting President Trump? He said, when the streets are full of mad dogs, we need somebody not to pray about the mad dogs, but know how to get rid of the mad dogs.
That's right.
And so President Trump, he would sit there. I'll tell you something that's a businessman. I won't tell you who it is, but he's a wonderful Christian businessman. He's a member of our ministry. And he said he sat in the office with a lot of different presidents that all had to be the smartest guy in the room. He said President Trump didn't need to be the smartest guy in the room. He just wanted to surround himself with the smartest guys in the room, and he would listen to their advice. And so when it came to the Middle East and it came to the biblical stand on Israel, you know, Paula was very close to him.
Absolutely.
And we were very close to him.
Jensen.
And he would listen to this is what the word of God says. And he said, okay, we'll do that. So let me get back to the story.
Don't go away.
Okay. No, he doesn't want to go.
Trump, I'm concerned about him. Because all hell is arraigned against him, all the politicians. It's the dirtiest thing I've ever seen against any human being on earth.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen with Trump?
Well, here's an amazing thing, is that I just spoke to Prime Minister Netanyahu. I was at a Dallas football game.
He's coming back.
The ambassador to Israel was with us in our church. And they asked us to take them to the Dallas football game. A friend of mine has a suite there. We took them. And while we're watching the game, Ambassador Dermer says, Pastor Larry, phone call for you. And I said, who is it? He goes, just take it. And I got on the phone. I said, hello, this is Pastor Larry. He goes, Larry, my good friend. And it was Bibi Netanyahu. Prime Minister Netanyahu, Israel is the only democracy in that part of the world. They're having their prime minister election in November.
Yes.
From there, I went to Brazil. 5.5 million man march for Christ, for Jesus, and for Israel.
Wow.
Five and a half million with
it's
Apostle
legit.
Maldonado. And I was there. Oh, they had us speak. And the president of Brazil was there.
Mm-hmm.
He's running in November for president. The last democratic society in that part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're having our midterms in November.
Wow.
And we need to understand that this is a pivotal point in Bible prophecy and a pivotal point in the turning of the world.
Absolutely.
In just a couple months. And I believe in all my heart that the world, Israel, Brazil, And America, the three keys to democracy in the world right now, they are going to rise up. The people are going to rise up. God's people are going to rise up. We can't just pray about these coming elections. We have to do something. Amanda, as you said last time, we got to get out of the boat.
You can
be in the boat and you can ride where it's safe, or you can be a water walker and get out and do something. Yeah. I believe, and you know, when we saw God gave our grandson Lion incurable. And while we were there, I get a prophecy from someone in Washington, D.C., says, Lion will roar from Jerusalem. God gave Lion a gene that has no medical history anywhere in the world.
And you're talking about your grandson.
Our grandson, Lion, who they, 7 months old, had an incurable form of leukemia, but God gave him a gene in him.
Yeah.
And they tested, they called the six heads of children cancer around the world before they talked to us and said, we wanted to make sure there is no medical history. We're standing there wondering what's going on. Yeah. There is no medical history anywhere in the world of a child with his kind of leukemia at his age having this positive gene. He is going to be on Wednesday, tomorrow, while we're here, he'll be 5 years old.
Pray.
While we're going through that, they diagnosed Tiz with ovarian cancer and gave her 3 months to live. And not only that, she has a negative gene that will pass. She can't be treated and will pass that gene on to her children. God reversed that. God gave a gene to Lion that nobody's seen before. God removed a gene from Tiz where that generational curse, that family curse is broken. And now she's cancer free.
Wow.
And so all of this has to do with, I believe, end time prophecy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Bible says in Genesis 12, mm-hmm. and I know I'm saying this, forgive me for saying this so quickly. Genesis 12, God says, I will bless those who bless Israel.
Right.
Now, and Jim, and you have been blessing Israel for so long.
Amen.
But I want you to understand.
I spent a lifetime blessing Israel.
You spent a lifetime blessing Israel.
I've been there many, many times.
That's the reason why the devil can't take
you
out.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
The devil, you're in this world, but you're not of this world. And I mean that. And everybody needs to hear. I want you to listen to this.
It's true.
Genesis 12. This is the first blessing in all the Bible of when we do something, God will bless. Now, this is not a pastor saying this. This is not a rabbi saying this. This is Almighty God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Sidku, Jehovah Makedesh. He says, when you bless Israel, I, Almighty God, will bless you. In Hebrew, when you see something that's the first of something, it's called the Avos or the Avot, which means the father of all that follows. If you see the armor of God, none of the armor of God works without the first part of the armor.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the Ten
so
Commandments,
good.
None of the commandments work without the first commandment.
Yeah.
God is God. So when you look at the blessings, all the blessings of God in the Bible, the father, which means this births, this brings birthing to all the rest of the blessings. The Avot blessing in all the Bible that the Gentiles, the church, is just now waking up to is when you bless Israel, I will get involved with your life, your family, your finances, your body, your home, your ministry, and I will bring blessing to you.
Absolutely.
This is the Father. And so it's not a coincidence that both times when we found out Lion was sick, we were in Jerusalem. And when we found out, when Tiz realized she was sick, we were in Jerusalem. And we were there not only taking groups there, but we were there blessing the nation of Israel. Our ministry is involved with Aliyah of bringing, we've helped during the Ukraine thing, we helped bring 40,000 Jews out of Ukraine, literally saving their lives. We build hospitals, we build bomb shelters for kids, we do Holocaust. And this is, Jim, I believe in all my heart, Lori, the foundation of the miracles that Lion has received and Tiz received, because we have been for 28 years blessing the nation of Israel, being a blessing. that the enemy could not take us down.
Right.
Because when we bless the nation of Israel, God says he gets involved and he brings blessing to us. Mm. That's why the enemy has not been able to bring you down. He's tried.
That's exactly right.
But he's not been able to bring you down. I can remember when I was a sinner watching you and going, those guys love God, but they love Israel too. There's a blessing that, and we said at the beginning, when we bless the nation of Israel and we know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we may be in this world, but we are not of this world.
No, we're
the
not.
Laws of this world do not apply to us.
Amen.
I have so many questions, and I'm not going to get through them. I can see that because I really, you brought me up to the point of this election coming up.
Yes.
And you mentioned it. Is there anything you have to say about the election, about Christians voting, about anything about it? What is God saying anything about what it's almost like a fog coming, but something's happening.
We can't just be people who pray about it, and I hope that doesn't sound wrong, because praying is obviously the foundation of what we do.
Yes.
But we have to get out and do something. And we talk about things that we did in faith. You can be a boat rider, and that's okay. And I use this all the time. You can sit in the boat. But when Jesus said, come, Peter got out of the boat. Boat riding is safe, but walking on water is exciting.
Right.
And we're going into an era in which God wants every one of us to get out of the boat of safety.
Imagine
say anything, it's not politically correct. We are not called to be politically correct.
That's right.
We are called to be biblically correct.
Yeah,
and we need to get out and stand
up. Right.
You know, I tell my church, you don't vote for someone who's pro-abortion.
That's right.
You don't vote for someone who is anti-Israel.
That's right.
Because not only does Genesis 12 say, I will bless those who bless Israel, but Genesis 12 also says, I will curse who curse Israel.
Right.
So when we vote, and, you know, I use this as probably a bad illustration. People off the streets understand this. If I murdered someone, I'm accountable to God, right? If I hire someone to murder someone, I'm just as accountable. So when I vote for someone, I can't vote for someone because they're promising me something free, but at the cost of betraying our friends in Israel, at the cost of aborting children, we as Christians cannot. And I believe is one of the reasons, and this is, you know, we talk about a lot of different steps in miracles by the moment, and it's very important that we are building up, Tiz said this last program, we are building up zehut with God. We are building up merit by doing what is right. Don't worry about what you're going to eat, where you're going to sleep, what you're going to wear, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That word righteous in Hebrew is the word tzedakah, and it means acts of kindness, acts of goodness, acts of doing what is right.
Repairing the broken world.
In Hebrew it's called tikkun olam, repairing a broken world. And you think about that prophecy that I got sitting in Jerusalem. The lion will roar from Jerusalem.
Yeah.
We said, okay, fine. And then 2 minutes later, my son calls and said, Dad, we're taking Lion to the hospital. We were getting on the airplane yesterday to come here, and we're going through security, and the lady says to us, the TSA lady says, how's Lion doing?
Wow.
We've been praying. We get this everywhere we go. Tiz, how are you doing?
Yes.
And so the reason why we wrote this book is to tell people, we can tell you, this sounds terrible, not just because we read it in words, but we've experienced the rhema of God's promises that God can do no matter what you're facing. And this is where we're going in these last days.
That's
no matter what you're facing, God will do a miracle for you that no one has ever heard of before. When the rapture takes place, we're going out the glorious bride.
Yeah.
We're going out the head, not the tail. We're going out the lender, not the borrower. And I really believe, and I might be wrong in saying this, I really believe God allowed us to go through what we went through with cancer, with Lion, our grandson, and with Tiz, my best friend in the world.
The love of your life.
The love of my life. So that we could tell people when we got through the valley of the shadow of death, how we made it through.
That's right. Yes.
And it's important because it a lot people always all the time say, I believe, but I love what that scripture says. Lord, I believe.
Yeah.
Help my unbelief.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why we wrote this book to say, listen, this is real.
That's
we face just what you're facing, but here's how God led us through this.
And order the book now.
Yes.
Because
absolutely.
The time's going to be gone.
Yeah.
And if you haven't ordered the book, and remember, you can get your Christmas specials. You can get a baker's dozen, which is 13 books.
I suggest
all your shopping right there.
If you can, get the baker's dozen for $200 donation to the ministry.
Everybody needs miracles.
Baker's dozen, 13. That includes shipping and handling. So call us right now at 1-888-988-1588 or Jim Baker Show.
I've been trying to introduce Larry and Tiz, and I haven't done a good job on it.
You've done a great job.
I want you to... We have what we call a trailer on your show.
Yeah.
Okay.
We produce this ourselves, I think.
Oh, nice.
So this is their show on our network. And Mondo, it's on 10 times a week.
That's amazing.
Mondays.
Memorized it?
Oh, yes, I have. No, I'm kidding. Mondays at 11:30 a.m., Tuesdays at noon, 6:30 p.m., Wednesdays at 1 p.m., Thursday at 11:30 a.m., Fridays at 1:30 p.m., Saturdays at 9 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. and of course Sundays at 3:30 p.m. and 11:30 p.m. all Eastern time.
Wow, that's amazing.
Here is a little look at their show, Larry and Tiz.
We are closer to the coming of the Messiah than we can even imagine. I do hesitate to talk about prosperity because I have to admit, prosperity and sowing and reaping has in many ways become a gimmick. But yet, this is God's appointed time right now for prosperity.
And the Lord gave me this morning, instead of trusting in our government, we need to trust in our covenant.
Because I'm telling you, folks, God is shouting at us in Bible prophecy every day.
Yeah.
'Tis that we are closer to the coming of the Lord than we can even imagine.
One thing I was thinking, Larry, is that so many people right now are shied into a corner. They're scared. They're frightened. They're afraid to make a stand.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is the time we have to not just be shy or scared or mad. We got to have a righteous indignation.
Absolutely. There's no way that America is going to embrace this kind of sexual immorality.
Right.
But we have gone way beyond Sodom and Gomorrah, where we have teachers, we have government officials, we have the White House threatening to arrest parents for standing up against this spirit of Jezebel.
Yeah.
It's an immoral spirit,
and
it's up to us to stand up and speak out and not allow this to happen. You know, you have a few names, even in Sardis, who have not defiled their garments, and they walk with me in white, for they are worthy.
Yeah.
He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments. The word, the white garments in ancient Judaism is not just garments of righteousness as being holy, but it's garments because you've been doing righteous things, helping other people.
Yeah.
And all of that begins with, I will bless those who bless Israel.
Yep.
So we're
yep.
not just here to sing kumbaya. Uh-huh. We're here to be changed, and we're here to make
big
a difference,
yes.
a big change yep. in the world.
Powerful.
Man. If you miss the show, watch it the next day.
Yes.
Two times.
Oh, I love boy. That.
Before we go further into your book, we must talk about Israel, Larry. You recently received the John Henry Patterson Guardian of Zion Award.
Yes.
Wow.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah, it was a couple months ago, and the nation of Israel actually created this award to give to me, to Tiz and I and our ministry. They'll do it annually now for someone. If you've ever seen the movie The Ghost in the Darkness with Val Kilmer, and that's John Patterson. And John Patterson was a Gentile that spoke up for Israel around the world.
Yeah.
And so they gave this award to us in the Knesset,
mm-hmm.
in a very special place and special room. They had 300 of the largest Jewish donors around the world coming to that. And we found out afterwards that they were not happy because these Jewish people from around the world, and you're talking about extremely powerful Jewish people, never had any connection with Gentiles. They didn't want anything to do with Gentiles because the Gentiles have been the enemy.
Right.
But and thank goodness they didn't tell me until after the ceremony.
Yeah.
And so we got up and spoke, and afterwards, all these Gentile leaders from Zurich, from all over the world wow. said, you're coming to our community, you're going to speak. And this is fulfillment of Bible prophecy
that sure
the wall between Jews and Gentiles will come down. And so we were extremely honored on behalf of our ministry to receive that. Right before COVID, the Nation of Israel gave us the Lifetime Achievement Award. And so a big part of our miracle, and we talk about the power of words, the power of thoughts, the power of positive people around you. We talk about day-by-day things that we do to miracles by the moment. But a big part of that also is that standing with Israel in these last days, God will use you.
Do you have positive people around you?
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
What about your kids, your daughters here?
Nothing but positive.
Let me just say this.
Because
Jim.
People affect us.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Listen,
absolutely.
It's in the book.
Yeah.
Okay, it's right here. Hang around with friends of faith, meaning positive.
Right.
You don't want to hang around with, you just can't.
Right. It's too costly.
Yeah. Isn't it?
You can't afford to, really.
Yeah. Wow.
And in our lives, we've learned this over the years, not just with these last events, but how important it is to live a life of active faith and to surround yourself. Our family are our greatest supporters because they have learned it. We haven't just lived our life and they've been dragging along.
Mm-hmm.
They've lived it with us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they are as much in faith as we are, our staff, our leaders. And we're in this together and we've deliberately created that. There's at times certain people that, you know, come in and they want to say this and this and this.
Yes.
And even with this last incident with the cancer and things, it was life and death. We had to be surrounded by people of faith.
Yes.
People just naturally want to come in. Well, you know, I lost my, I know some, oh, I, you know.
Yeah,
and Larry
you talk
would,
about this
yeah,
in the book.
Yeah,
can't let them
speak
in you.
Larry
can't
would
let
just
them
say,
do that.
Honey, I love you. My prayers are with you. But listen, I can't listen to that right now.
Right. You talk about boundaries in here.
Yeah, we had
you
to
set
boundaries.
A boundary.
Yeah.
Yeah,
even
exactly.
though we're sympathetic to people who have gone through cancer.
And because we are ministers, our whole heart is to minister to others. But there are times in your life like this. It was very, very touch and go.
It was literally life and death.
And so we had to stay in that place and deliberately every day. We had to rise ourselves into that place of faith. And I'll just tell you a story that we hadn't touched on yet. But when Luke and Jen had to get admitted to the fifth floor.
Now, this is your son and your daughter-in-law with
Lion.
Baby Lion.
Baby Lion.
And we had waited. They waited, I think, 12 years after they got married to have a baby.
Aww.
So we were all on pins and needles waiting for this baby and so thrilled. And he was the most joyful, gorgeous little thing. Laughed all the time. All of a sudden, one day, boom, he's just in tears, crying, and in pain.
Uh-huh.
So emergency room, all these things, they end up, as we've told the story, being diagnosed with leukemia, as we told. But in that moment, their life went from their little baby being rolling around on the floor with them and and laughing and cooing and learning how to crawl and all these afternoon strolls in the park to a life committed to a crib.
Wow.
On the fifth floor in the oncology unit of the Children's Hospital. Not only were they in trauma, but they are completely surrounded by families with their babies or their children fighting cancer.
The fifth floor is
exactly
the final floor.
Wow.
Oh. So here they are surrounded every day by seeing families in the halls crying, weeping, doctors giving sad news, terrible reports, sometimes kids coming into the hospital, sometimes they lost their battle and were leaving.
Right.
So all these things, our kids had to rise above this in their mind. If you can imagine your little baby, the light of your life.
We have two newborns in our family right now. Two newborns. So, and a bunch of grandkids.
It was imperative that they got their mind in a place of faith. So they literally had to put blinders on, not to be insensitive, but to keep their focus on God. And one of the one-liners that you like my one-liners,
I love your one-liners,
but I've always said this, we can't focus on the problems. We have to focus on the promises. So whether we're in a battle for life and death in our health, whether we're in a battle for your finances, for the traumas that are going on in the world, the world has faced a lot of things in the last 5 years with COVID, all these things, the recession, jobs, issues. There's a lot going on we all need this message of how to not just survive, but how to thrive, how to get through it with victory. And this is what we teach in this. It's not just how we did it
but
we teach the steps. And, you know, when we were diagnosed with these, with Lion and with me, on the way home from the this diagnosis, in my mind, I'm thinking, wow, we've never faced anything to this degree. And I'm thinking, I'm grasping for what is it that we need to fight this, Lord? And the Lord just calmed my spirit. He said, exactly what you've been doing for 45 years. The steps of faith, choosing to trust God over that diagnosis.
Did you ever feel that God abandoned you?
No.
I honestly was confused because it didn't fit my faith that this could happen. And then Rabbi Lappin honestly really helped us with something when we were talking to it. They flew down and Larry said, how does something like this happen, Rabbi? Rabbi said, Larry, we live in a fallen world. There is a lot going on in this world due to the fall of mankind and the enemy's dominion to a degree and his attacks. And he said, we live in this world, but we're not of this world. But there are some things that are going to try to affect us. And so with that understanding, we didn't get mad at God. We didn't blame God. We just said, God, how do we get out of this? And so just the same way we fought every battle in our lives, we chose to rise above it. And like we said in the last program, we didn't deny that it was going on. As you talked about the finances and, you know, you don't deny what's going on. You have to deal with it, but you deny its right to rule and reign.
You know, Lori, one of the things you said is protecting yourself. When Luke, the Bible, something that I wish every Christian would grab a hold of, there is life and death in the power of your tongue.
Yes.
Speak life. Don't speak. You know, when the Bible says, and this is something against, once again, in understanding of Judaism, when the Bible says, in Judaism, the tongue, when you don't say positive things, it's called Lashon Hara, the evil tongue, or the creation of evil. When the Bible says we're made in the image of God, what does that mean? Some are male, some are female, some are white, some are black, some are brown. It means that God is a creative person.
Yes.
And he spoke the world into existence.
Right.
He spoke it. So the Bible says, tells us very firmly, put a guard
yes.
on your mouth. It just makes me so sad to hear Christians saying negative things. But the other side of that is don't allow people to say negative things to you.
Guard your heart.
Right.
Guard your heart.
Tim talks about it in the book.
You've got to guard your heart. And most people,
yes.
they know that, but they don't know how to do it. And that's why we wrote step by step how we do it.
Yeah.
But like, for example, Tiz was talking about they were on the fifth floor. Well, the fifth floor is kind of the bad floor.
Oh.
Okay, and so when they're in this little bitty room with a crib and a couch that they're staying in there for 50 days, you go down the hallway and you walk into a little area. It's got a microwave and you can heat a cup of coffee or something. But going to that little microwave room is the big room. And the big room has where the crib is and everything, and then it has a room connected to it with a glass window where everybody comes basically to say goodbye. So one day we go up there, we would make ourselves be positive, whether it's for Tiz or we knew we were going to hear about this and about that and about this, but we're going to say, you know what, we're going to hear two positive things today.
Yeah.
And it may be, you know what, he didn't throw up today.
Yeah.
Or it may be the chemo didn't make his bottom bleed.
Yeah.
Or it may be, you know, instead of parking on the fifth floor, we're on the third floor. And we'd be on third floor and we'd go, you know what? We're two floors closer to coming home.
Yeah.
And so we would do this all the time.
So
and so one day we go up in there and we go to their room and they're gone. And so we went to the desk and we said, where's Luke and Jen? They said, oh, they're in the big room. And the big room is where the pastor comes in and, you know, a lot of times it's the goodbye room. And so we walked in there, and they're in the big room.
Mm.
And I said, man, praise God, this is awesome. We can bring Lion's toys up now instead of you guys laying on the floor. We can bring a mattress in here. So we would always take what Satan meant for evil.
Yeah.
What Satan has meant for evil, God will use it for
Amen.
Good. All
Amen.
Things
Amen.
Work together
Amen.
For
Amen.
Good. And you've got, you can't allow people to steal your faith.
That's right.
You can't allow it. You've got to
Amen.
Pump yourself up.
You do.
And you've got to, and you know, when Luke and Jen were with Lion in the hospital, people just from all over the world, they're contacting us, and people would come to the hospital and they would say, I've got a word for Luke and Jen, and they'd be in the lobby. And we would say, you cannot go down and get that word. You let one of our people take that word, make sure it's a positive word. Somebody would come to me. The first day I announced that Tiz had ovarian cancer, the first guy after the service, and he meant well. He didn't mean anything wrong. He said, Pastor Larry, I know how you feel. My mom just died of that. Mm-hmm. You can't let people.
Oh.
So thank goodness I'm strong enough to say, you know what, in myself, I rebuke. And I said, you know, devil, you're so stupid. You're so obvious.
Yeah.
You know, you're so,
so
obvious.
True.
But you've got to guard your heart. You've got to guard your mind. You've got to guard your lips. And that's why we wrote this book, to help people. They want to do this, but to help them do this,
and you take
because what God has done for us, he's no respecter of
persons. We need, as we get older, we need encouragement, don't we?
Yeah.
Anybody old here?
All of us
but,
need
you
encouragement.
Know, you need encouragement.
Yeah.
And you don't
yeah.
need a downer. You need to be lifted up.
Absolutely.
Right. Exactly.
And you know, the power of our tongue, calling those things which are not
exactly.
as though they were. And I think we talked about this last program.
So
when the doctor would say, you have 3 months, or the doctor say this, the doctor say that, then we would say, we would sit and I'd say, you know, Tiz, when you're done with this, we're going to get a 69 Camaro or something. We're going to, let's drive. And so
and go,
I would, and with Luke and Lion, we would,
Highway
we
one.
Would call no, those no. things which are not as though they were. Why?
Amen.
Because we are, in Hebrew, we're a speaking spirit.
Yeah.
No other animal in the world can speak.
Yeah, thank God.
That's because we're created in the image of God and we're allowed to speak things into existence.
Yeah, okay.
You know, when God said in the very beginning, let there be light, right?
Yes.
Well, you read several verses later that God didn't create the light of the world until several verses later.
Mm-hmm.
So what is God saying in the very first thing of the Bible? Let there be light. He's saying wherever you go, be the light.
Yes.
Wherever you go, look for the light. Yes. And you know what? If you're going through the tunnel and it's all dark in there, look for the light at the end of the tunnel and focus on that light. Thank you, Lord. If you can't, if you can't see the light, create the light.
Yes.
Call those things which are not as though they were.
Yeah.
We would speak these things, and it's not a gimmick. Faith is not a gimmick. Faith is a reality, and you can start having this kind of faith wherever you are. I believe God allowed us to go through the valley so that we can say to whoever you are.
That's hard right there, right, Tiz? Is that, man, I'm thinking about, I'm looking, now you're saying this, Larry.
Right.
And I'm looking at your beautiful wife you went through the valley as a family.
And we're out.
Yeah. And you're out. That's a good part.
Yeah.
And you start the book telling us that you're out. But the thing is, but you had to go, you went through that radical chemo.
It was horrible.
Horrible. Your body's just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, and I'll tell you, there's a lot of things that we'll never know this side of heaven to why and how. And, you know, the thing is, I know that I know and we know that God does never cause things to happen to us that are bad. But if we find ourselves in those circumstances, our God promises, and we've lived by this our entire lives, is Romans 8:28.
Yeah,
and I remember telling Luke and Jen with baby Lion, I said, "You guys,
God didn't do this.
God did not do this,
right.
And we're not going to understand why.
Right. Yeah.
But we know that we know that we know that all things work together for the good of those that love God, and God will take what the enemy has meant for evil, and He will weave a beautiful, beautiful future." And picture out of that.
It's so true.
And that's what we hang on to. And that is literally what has happened. And over all of our lives, we've lived on that scripture.
Yeah.
And it's not that we never faced battles before, but God calls us to be more than conquerors.
Yeah.
And no matter what the world throws at us, or no matter what circumstances are come our way, you know, and no matter how big it is, whether it's a cold, COVID, or cancer, God is bigger still. He is God Almighty. And one of the scriptures that I went to war with every day is Psalms 34:3-5. Magnify the Lord with me and exalt His name. And I sought the Lord, and He delivered me from all my fears. We look unto Him, and my face is lightened.
Yeah.
Listen, I live that.
Yeah.
You sure
literally, and I've taught that scripture for 25 years about magnifying God.
Mm-hmm.
And we literally have so many magnifying glasses in our house because print gets smaller all the time.
Funny, Mondo, how many magnifying glasses did I bring to you yesterday? I need to look at this.
But honestly, but it's magnifying Him His promises so that we see them, how huge they are and how huge He is.
Amen. Yeah.
And it
our time is gone for today, and I wish I had another hour. I've got so many questions yet to ask. I haven't finished
yet.
Let's do it again.
Everyone needs to get the book. You really do. If you could just get one book, if that's all you can do right now, then get one. Get it for yourself. Mm-hmm. Get it for your family. Share it, whatever. Or get the bait. So that's one for $25 donation to the ministry, including shipping and handling. Yeah. Or the friends and family, I always say, friends and family offer is always wonderful, which is three for much?
Three of the books for a donation of $65 to the ministry. Or better yet, we have our Baker's Dozen, 13 books for a donation of $200. Shipping is included. Remember to also go to our website, jimbakershow.com. You can see all the offers that are available there on our website.
You can get Larry and Tiz's book by just getting one, but I'd love for you to get 13 of them and use it as a Christmas outreach giving, because it'll really help the ministry, and it's going to help you so you don't have to run all over town to do Christmas shopping this year. But I wanted to ask you one more last question I had in my mind about the Holocaust victims. Why do you help Holocaust victims? I've been to the what is it, Hamasham? It shocks me.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I have
bakers that are in the trees of the righteous Gentiles that save mm-hmm. Jews. Mm-hmm. So yeah. we bakers go Amen. Back to rescuing
yeah.
Jews.
Yeah.
Awesome. I really
yeah.
love that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But I'll tell you, the Holocaust is the most evil thing yeah. that could think of happening on earth.
Yeah. yeah.
And yet you're still helping Holocaust Amen. Victims.
You know, one of the most wonderful experiences to have, we were helping build a wing in a hospital in Haifa. And there was a lady there that was a Holocaust survivor, and we wanted to interview her because we were supporting this whole Holocaust area. And they said, well, don't be surprised. She doesn't talk to anybody. She never talks. She hasn't talked for years. And so I knelt down, and there was a man with her, and they didn't know who this man was, and it was her husband. And she just opened up. Mm. And it's the most wonderful experience. These Holocaust survivors never had a childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we're not just helping feed them and help house them and take care of them. We're working with folks over there that give them, at 90 years old, beauty pageants.
Mm. Yeah.
That give them talent yeah. things. Yeah. And we're helping restore. You know, for 2,000 years, the Gentile has been the enemy of the Jew. But in the last days, the Bible says, we will bring the Jews, Gentiles, yes. we'll bring them in our arms and on our shoulders mm-hmm. back to the promised yeah. land. Mm-hmm. Oh. And so in all that we do for the Holocaust survivors and the children, it's beyond rewarding.
Yeah.
But I also say it's one of the main reasons why Tiz is alive today and Lion is alive today.
Amen.
I will I bless believe. Those
Amen.
Who bless
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I want you to watch the their show. I want you to order the book. I want you to order a dozen of them if you can. Baker's dozen. That's mm-hmm. 13. Call me right now. 1-888-988-1588. And give is unto the Lord. Give. This is our telethon month. Mm-hmm. And we're believing God. We need only about 100 people
yes.
to give $1,000. And we'll have the first Phase one goal
yes.
of the telethon.
That's
Matt.
Right. Amen.
And it's a miracle.
Yes.
They said it couldn't be done. But God is
Amen.
Doing miracles.
Yes.
We want to thank Larry and Tiz Hutch mm-hmm. for being with us.
I'm sorry, guys.
I read it as
well, we're so glad to be yes. with
it is such
the Bachers.
Our time's gone. I remember I want you to remember God loves you.
Yes.
Call me right now and stay with us. God loves you. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Tim.
Man, too short.
Get the book. Get the book.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today. 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to the Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.